I think it was back then when I was in the tuition for preparing for the IELTS test in Malaysia. Yeah, because as I was from Chinese school in Malaysia, like, I didn't get much chance to learn English. So I think, but in the tuition in IELTS, I got the chance to learn like academic writing and those argumentative essay. Yeah, so that's my most memorable experience of learning English.
And you needed the IELTS result to get a place in university in Hong Kong?
Right. Yeah.
And then when you came here, how did you feel about the your standard of English compared to the students around you?
I think my standard would be slightly higher because I think in Malaysia we use more English. Yeah.
And what about reading experiences? Do you have some memorable English language reading experiences?
I seldom read books. Yeah. I think I only read much English books back when I was in kindergarten. Yeah. And then not much.
Okay, so I want to show you a poster that we have here. And as you can see, there are a lot of different publications in a variety of media.
Yeah.
Perhaps some of these may remind you of things that you have read when you look at it.
Yeah, right. The Economist, Oxford Dictionary, Wikipedia, New York Times, and Time, and Reader Digest. Yeah. National Geographic. And the most memorable one? If you talk about these books and those online websites, I've indeed read a lot English material, so I can't recall which is the most memorable one. Yeah. So, yeah.
One of your hobbies is soccer, and do you follow a particular team?
No.
But do you have any interest in following a team or finding out more about perhaps the World Cup or something?
Fan of which club? Barcelona. Yeah, FC Barcelona.
So, do you go online to find out?
Yes, always. Yeah, all the time.
And that's in Chinese or English?
English, yeah. I think I read, most of the time I read materials in English instead of Chinese. I only studied Chinese in school, yeah.
And what about civil engineering? Because that's your major.
Yeah.
How are you using English in this course?
I think every international student in Hong Kong expected more English environment in Hong Kong, but in fact, it isn't the case because like most of the time, the students, they discuss in either Putonghua or Cantonese instead of English. And because I can speak both Putonghua and Cantonese, that people won't discuss with me in English most of the time. Yeah. I only speak English when I was with my international student friends. Yeah.
I'm curious, the use of English, do you use English more in Hong Kong or more back home in Malaysia?
In my case, more in Hong Kong because right now in Hong Kong, I get the chance to know more international friends. But back in Malaysia, even though the English environment is slightly higher, but I speak less because I'm from the Chinese school in Malaysia. Yeah. If I was from the government school, I would speak more English.